Archaeological site of Kurien. First unit, location. The town of Limassol had the chance to be developed between two important ancient city kingdoms of Cyprus, Amethyst east and Kurien west. So, take direction towards the village of Episcopi in the district of Limassol, west of which, within a distance of approximately 4 kilometres, in front of you comes into view the hill that accepted to accommodate for many centuries one of the most important city kingdoms of the island, founded by the Achaean Greeks. They arrived here from the Aegean region at around 1200 BC, but Cyprus was a familiar area to them, as earlier was accommodating for almost 2 centuries the Mycenaean merchants who were searching for its precious copper. Today, Kurien is one of the most important archaeological sites on the island, visited by thousands of local and foreign tourists every year. The Department of Antiquities has recently proceeded to the creation of an archaeological park in order to protect and at the same time unify the most significant monuments of Kurien. At the entrance, you will find the custodian's office, where you can purchase the entrance ticket to visit all the monuments of the archaeological site. Then the road leads you to the parking place, situated at the northeastern end of the hill, where you will start your tour with the two most important monuments, the Greco-Roman Theatre and the House of Eustolios. Passing by the main entrance of an especially arranged reception hall, where a bookshop operates, a coffee shop and restrooms, the path will lead you to the theatre. Before proceeding to the theatre's entrance, stop for a while to see the sea from afar. The view is breathtaking. From that point on, the strolling of the eyes is starting together with the strolling of the mind and soul. Scenery of boundless beauty is unfolding before you, with the blue azure of the sea shining under the golden rays of the sun, contrasting with all kinds of golden greenish colours of the earth. And one thing is evident. The ancient Greeks knew how to choose the locations where they were going to build their cities. Imagine them approaching the southeastern coasts of the island with their small boats. They must have seen from further away the large bay with the sandy beach, where they could easily pull out their boats, as well as the abrupt steep hills, which would provide sufficient safety to the ancient inhabitants of that site. The hill of the Acropolis, where we are now, is especially impressive. Almost vertical on its 3 sides, fortification works and all public buildings of Kurien have been erected on it. So they were looking for a good location with a sea view, which in opposition to our needs of today, it was not only a matter of luxury, but an imperative necessity for safety, since they could have seen the enemy from afar and be protected. Certainly, location was not the only element when choosing the site. But as you may notice by yourselves, in front of you stretches a huge valley, and surrounding fields are particularly fertile for cultivation. At that time, possibly much more than today, people had a huge need of fertile soil, since their community mainly relied on earth and its produce. The River Kuris, which leads out into the Kurien Episcopi Bay, is another prevailing element of the scenery in the wider area. The river, which is one of the biggest of the island, was of great importance for the inhabitants of the region, since they used its water for irrigation and as a water supply. The combination of all these geophysical elements of the region made it almost ideal for founding the city. Nevertheless, in archaeological topography, the area of Kurien is one of the richest in archaeological sites on the entire island.